Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good midnight. Hi guys, I'm Archer Aguilar, and welcome to Araw Araw Games, where I talk about video games araw araw. And yes, that's a pun on my name, kasi Archer ako, tapos it sounds like the Filipino phrase araw araw, tapos araw araw, gets? Anyway, let's dive right in. Guys, happy leap year. Kala mo birthday, no? No. Happy leap year, guys. It's Feb 29. Are you ready? Are you ready for March? March. Kasi March 2020, let's jump right in. I'm giving you guys 5 new Nintendo Switch that's coming this March 2020. And no, I'm not giving you guys for free. Or I mean, I'm telling you guys ano yung mga bagong games. Yan. 5. Kaya ayan, sakto naman, it's the last day of February. Let's be ready for the incoming new games this March. Number 1. Kala mo, ano, FX. Animal Crossing New Horizons. That's all you need. Okay, that's everything I need to tell you, guys. Yun na yung whole ep. This has been Archer, and thank you for listening. Joke lang. Full disclosure, this will be my second Animal Crossing game. I came from The New Leaf, one of the 3DS games. I think this is the only Animal Crossing game on the 3DS. And I'm totally hooked. I'm excited for this new one, the new Horizon. I don't know why, but AC. No, not Assassin's Creed, but I also love that game. AC Animal Crossing is my favorite life simulator game. I mean, I like naman Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley, but Animal Crossing talaga yung kaya kong isink hundreds and hundreds of hours in. Kaya yun. Sige, let's see. Sa mga people na hindi alam ano yung Animal Crossing and why you should get this game. Sige, I'll read you yung description ng game. Create your dream space on your own deserted island in this latest Animal Crossing game. Your surroundings change based on real-time day and the year, and that gives you new things to discover and explore as you get to know the friendly animals also residing on your island. So ayun nga, andami, I have fond memories of this game na alam niyo yun yung very gruesome, very tiring day from, I don't know, life. Tapos, alam mo yun, I'm just gonna sit down, I'm gonna fish, I'm gonna dig, I'm gonna cut trees, and then chill. Tapos, ayain ko pa yung crush ko, uy, punta ka sa island ko. Wow, diba? So, ayan, guys, sa mga kukuha ng game na to, get your crushes, your friends, your jowa, and enjoy this life simulator. I really like this. So, ayun. I think na-oversell ko na yung game. Kaya, basta, bilhin nyo. Laruin nyo. Number 2. Doom. Since we were talking about AC, Animal Crossing, let's talk about Doom. It releases on the same day, which is March 20. Although, disclaimer guys, I think Doom Eternal for the Switch is delayed, but do not worry, it will still be released on the PS4, Xbox One, and the PC. But do not fret, because there will be Doom 64 that will be coming on the Switch that same day. Pero ayun nga, at least it can satisfy your Doom cravings. Ako, I'm not a huge fan of shooters, but weirdly enough, I like Doom. I tried Wolfenstein, but I wasn't able to finish it. I guess mas gusto ko talaga pag monsters or demons yung pinapatay and not actual humans. So ayun. Number 3, Cooking Mama. Ayun, yung DS Days, yung Cooking Mama 2, Dinner with Friends. Ayan, kaya another game na I like with a lot of nostalgia is itong Cooking Mama. Yun nga, this was on the original DS, not the 3DS one. Ayun, in fairness, I don't know why. Tell me why. No, I don't know why I like this game. It's very, I guess, masaya yung appeal eh. Yung, kung na yung sa touchscreen ng DS nun, yung magka-cut ka, tas i-cut mo talaga with the stylus na yung, you know, yung up-down movement na yun. Ay, up-down movement. Naku, parang iba yun. Anyway, gets niyo yun. Huwag tayo bastos. So, akala ko nga, alam mo yun, inaabangan ko nga to sa Switch, pero ang tagal. So, at least, there you go, 2020, finally may Cooking Mama sa Switch. So, I hope din, okay yung co-op system nito. Kasi, ang gandang opportunity nun na pwede mong, since, alam mo naman yung Switch Joy-Cons and all, ang ganda niyan yung bigay mo lang yung Joy-Con, tapos pwede ka mag-cook with people. Yeah, nice. Okay, number 4. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team DX. Technically, not a new game since it's a remake of an older game, yung sa Game Boy Advance, way back, 2005 ata, mga ganun. I like this, para siyang Chocobo Dungeon. Chocobo Dungeon, ano siya eh, PS1 game noon na you control Chocobo, tapos may grid dun sa dungeon na isa-isa, you step, tapos kunwari may malayo, ispell mo siya, firaga, ganun. Tapos, ayun, may grid. I-search nyo kung hindi nyo magets yung sinasabi ko. At dito sa Pokemon, you turn into a Pokemon. Tapos yun yung i-control mo. Tapos, kunwari yung dun sa Chocobo Dungeon, di ba, spells. Yung dito, yung mismong attacks ng Pokemon. O, di ba? So cool. Ayun, I think I'm gonna play this game in fairness. Kasi, nostalgic akong tao. Ayun. Cute. Number 5. Saints Row 4, re-elected. Ay, OMG. Regrets. Sana pala number 4 yung Saints Row 4. Pero anyway, sige. Ito, number 5, Saints Row 4. Okay, so I really, really wanted GTA 5 on the Switch. But since wala pa, this is the next best thing. I know guys, chill. Baka sabihin nyo, eh Archer, meron namang Saints Row 3 sa Switch. I know that guys. Pero Saints Row 3 was, I don't know, it was a bit meh for me. I don't know, I just didn't quite get into it. Don't get me wrong, it was nice, still nice, it was fun. Pero ayun, I guess hindi ko lang trip. Saints Row might have started as a GTA clone. Alam mo yun, yung open world, tapos barrel-barrelan and you do illegal stuff. Pero in fairness, it's not the case anymore. Saints Row 4 is the craziest one out there because you are basically a superhero. And on this Saints Row, you can also play co-op. So yay! Do crazy shits with friends. Yeah! Ayan, so yun ang 5 new games coming this March 2020 on the Nintendo Switch. But wait, there's more! Bonus number 666. Ay, oh, sakto! February ngayon, diba? Love month 6. Char. De joke lang. Bonus number 6 is The Complex. So, The Complex, this is a full movie game on the Switch. Hindi siya movie, guys. As in, game pa rin siya. It's like The Late Shift, if you're familiar with that. It's another game similar to The Complex. It's actually from the same people who, yun, yung dalawang yun, The Complex and Late Shift, it's from the same people. And ayun, I think it's gonna be good because I enjoyed Late Shift when I played it and when I finished it. I should make a podcast ep about that. Anyway, going back to The Complex, it's a full motion video type of game. So it's also called FMV games. It's basically a choose your own adventure type of game, but it plays as a movie. If you're familiar with Black Mirror, specifically the Bandersnatch episode, where you choose how it goes, yung parang follow that car or run towards your doom. Ganun. It's great. I like these type of games kasi it's basically, it's like, yun nga, yung choose your own adventure type of books that I used to read before. Ayun. These type of games are relatively short, but in actually, it has good replayability since it features multiple endings. Like, you have to replay to see everything. Ayun, as I said, I played the Late Shift game and I remember letting my ex play that. And nung siya yung naglalaro, alam mo yun, napansin ko, iba talaga yung way niya. At yung iba yung way ko. So, I got to see din yung other path nung game. At nakuha pa niya ibang ending na it was vastly different from mine. So, yun, it was a joy to experience both of the path. Yung sa akin, tas yung sa kanya. Tas I'm sure a lot of other people, ang dami ding possibilities niyan eh. Ayun. So, very different talaga on how the choices you make and how people play. Ayun. Yay! So, play that, guys. So, ayan, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I hope I helped you guys pick ano yung lalaroin nyo this month, this March. So, with that, ubusin nyo yung sweldo nyo. thank you so much for listening all the way till the end. This has been Archer for Arrow Arrow Games. Stay safe always. Ingat kayo. Keep playing and bye!